Now, in your opinion, what, John, is a zombie?
Oh, a zombie? Well, there's three types of zombies, actually. The most famous zombie that we're all familiar with is the walking undead. Humans that have actually had heart stoppage, and then they're reanimated and controlled by a virus that controls their motor functions, and as we know, they hunt for brains. The second type that is starting to be a little bit more popular in pop culture, like movies like 28 Days, they're called ragers. They're basically humans infested with a very vicious type of rabies. And then the third type is the supernatural type, which is the mummy. That's a little bit less popular and unknown for the zombie family, but mummies are usually zombies guarding treasures or on missions to kill people. So,
which one is the scariest? Or maybe they all are.
Oh, definitely I would have to say the undead. Any human that dies and is reanimated into a zombie and it's hunting you to eat your brain, it's pretty darn scary to me.
And they never, John, come back looking quite as good as they did when they were alive.
No, they have a bad case of decomposition. Their skin is usually falling off. They reek. You can smell them. Their bones will be broken, but it will not, they're not affected by it because they feel no pain. And of course, they can only be stopped with cerebral neutralization, which is the removal of the head. You have to be, if you're a marksman, you have to go for what the military calls is the deadly triangle, which if you take your hand, make a triangle out of it on your front of your face, your bullet needs to hit somewhere around the eyes and the nose area. So, they're pretty tough to stop and to, I guess, end their post-life.
You know, it's conceivable, John, that zombies could really be real.
Oh, definitely. I agree. You know, at this very moment, somebody's experimenting with and genetically engineering high contagious versions of what's called the Z virus, or also known as the zombie virus. And if one of these test tube strains would break or during transport, yeah, we could have a serious problem on our hands.
Oh, unbelievable. Now, you know, it started, where did zombieism started where? In Haiti, primarily?
Yep, correct. It's said that voodoo priests were using poison of a pufferfish to actually inject it into servants, and then they would bury them, and then the voodoo priest would go dig them back up, and they would come out of almost like a coma of paralysis, and then they'd use them as a servant, and eventually loved ones would see their buried dead, you know, working on a farm, and think that they've risen from the dead, and they combine two names because there's a lot of people imported to that area, and through, you know, various, basically what they did is combine two names and make the word zombie, so that's where it came from.
Did the poison, John, affect their brain at all once they came out of it?
Exactly. What it said is it pretty much erased their memory.
Ah.
So
and hence the zombie look, that act then.
Yeah, correct. It's like that slow gat, what's called, or the zombie shamble.
How come the genre just doesn't seem to die away?
Well, I mean, it is very popular. I guess the main reason is you don't feel any remorse when you mow down a horde of zombies with a AK-47. So, and the fact that it can happen at any minute. You know, it's like at any second it could be a small outbreak, which leads to a huge outbreak. So people are really on their seats about zombies because, you know, the end of days could be literally like tomorrow. And now people are thinking, like, do I need to stockpile food? You know, what happens when ammunition runs out? How long do I stay in my house? And people are really captivated by these survival scenarios. So they're glued to these movies and these reading these manuals because if it happens, they want to be prepared.
Zombie films, John, have been going on since the 1920s and 30s, but do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess it started in 1968. Well, a little bit before that with White Zombie, but in 1968, Night of the Living Dead is really the foundation of the zombie movie. Some of my favorites are 28 Days Later. The patient wakes up in the hospital and it's vacant, and he walks outside and it's a city of ruination. You know, it's like everything's tipped over and burning, and it's one man versus the world kind of scenario, and he has to make his way to a quarantine or the safe zone. I think that's very cool. And you know, they've also done some humorous zombies like Shaun of the Dead, where it's It's, you know, a guy has, they're making it to Winchester Pub, you know, because they think it's, the bar is the safest place for them to be. So, yeah, there's a couple of really good movies out there that I just love.
So what do you, what advice, John, would you give someone who might encounter a zombie?
Well, first off,
run. Run.
Yeah, run. Don't end up on the menu. That would be my first thing. But don't draw attention to yourself. You know, it's like signs of the living include leaving your lights on, you know, making a fire, riding in a vehicle. Vehicles make a lot of sound. A zombie ear can actually hear almost up to a mile. They can smell smoke. They still have vision, so the use of electricity, you know, running lights, low-level hums of electricity, they can pick all these senses up. So I would say just, you know, quarantine yourself off, block all exits, you know, it's like make barricades.
I mean, there are some people who actually act like they're zombies, and I mean, on purpose, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. The zombie walks are very popular right now. And what it is, it's the groups of people, like hundreds of people, and they all dress up as zombies, and they just kind of like shamble through a town, you know, 10 blocks. But the good thing about these groups is a lot of them, they're donating to causes like blood drives, of course, which is absolutely funny. But, yeah, they're all for good causes, but a zombie costume is so easy, too. You know, it's just some ripped clothes, a little bit of fake blood, and some big scars.
And you're ready to go.
Yeah, and some greenish-gray skin, so you're good.
Wasn't Michael Jackson, when he was doing Thriller, wasn't he a zombie?
Yeah, he definitely was a zombie, and so was the backup dancer.
The entourage, yeah, behind him. What did they eat besides humans? Or is that it?
Well, no. They need... What they're trying to find is the human brain, because the human brain has what's called, will give a zombie a medulla rush. It has billions of these specialized neurons in there. But if they cannot find a human, then they go to domesticated animals, because a lot of these animals will be left, you know, behind from last-ditch defenders that don't have the supplies and the food and the time to take care of these animals. So they'll be in a weakened state. And then third, they'll go for the rodent group, which is small rats, pigeons, and squirrels, which for a zombie can be very difficult. But as a last minute food choice, they'll have to try to get these things.
Some of these cases, John, where we find mutilations of cattle and other animals, now they're beginning to find cats. And in some cases, brains are taken out. Could they be the work of people who are pretending to be or think they're zombies?
I wouldn't be surprised if there are people out there that either believe that they're zombies or, you know, to tell you the truth, could be zombies. We're always believe, you know, pop culture has pretty much trained us to believe that zombies are stupid. You know, they just walk around mindless, just hunting for human brains. But what if, in fact, zombies had some low-level intelligence, that they could stay off the grid, that they could hide during the day and hunt at night, and we just haven't caught wind of them yet.
Could we have some kind of calamity with too many zombies running around?
We could. We definitely could. I mean, it all depends. It's very difficult to, I guess, it might be very difficult to pick out a zombie in a crowd, tell you what, because just like everything else, it evolves. You know, people are evolving, zombies could be evolving, so we could definitely have zombies out there.
Now, the book you've written, So Now You're a Zombie. It's a handbook for the newly undead. It's not for us, those who are alive. It's for a zombie, right?
Well, George, tell you the truth, if the what hits the fan, a lot of us will be fighting for the other side. I mean, a lot of us will be in denial that a zombie outbreak is really taking place. We'll be walking the streets, walking our dog, whatever, and the majority of the population will be infected by the Z virus.